Today's share in the Deir Shinu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Vav Omud Beis, and we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, and we are beginning today Sif Dalet. This is also probably the last share that I'm going to be giving today before Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Ayin Ches, and therefore I want to wish all of my dear listeners a good Geben Shtior, a Kesiva V'Chasima Tova, Mitzvah Shem Ushbizocha, to complete the entire Sefer Mishneh Berurah from the Holy Chafetz Chaim, and Emet Hashem, to learn together many, many other things as well. The Chavis starts off with Siv Dalet. Also, litom klum kodim shiyakadish. A person is forbidden to taste anything, afilu mayim, even water, before he makes kiddush on Friday night. Vafilu mishu mibod yom, and even if he was already eating, and now it's becoming Shabbos, tzorach lafsik, he has to stop his meal, and poreis mapa umekadish, and he spreads out a cloth over the food, over the pas, and he makes the bracha of kiddush. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkon Yud Aleph, Zeh urak issur derabbanan. Eating before making kiddush is only an issur derabbanan. The tam, the reasoning behind this is, kiven dechiv shel kiddush cholalov miyabech nisa Shabbos, because the obligation to make kiddush comes the minute it's Shabbos, vafilu lo kibel of Shabbos b'edge, and even if you didn't specifically state you're accepting Shabbos, Shabbos comes anyway. The kiven shenasa sofi chashecha, as soon as it becomes close to dark, mimele cholalov Shabbos, then the mitzvah of Shabbos comes upon you, whether you accept it or not. The kibbul of Shabbos, but certainly if a person accepted upon himself Shabbos even earlier, afilu adayin yom gadol din hachi. So certainly the same halacha applies. When you do accept upon yourself Shabbos, even though it's still daytime, you have to plaga mincha, so then the same din applies. You're not allowed to eat or taste anything before you make kiddush. The imrotza lekabel Shabbos mibod yom, and if in fact the person wishes to accept upon himself Shabbos earlier, ulekadesh velechol ulespalal arvis achaka b'layla, if he wishes to accept upon himself Shabbos, and before he davens Marv, he's going to make Kiddush and eat, and he'll daven Marv afterwards. Rashai, technically he can do that. But he should do this with B'tanai, Shia Chatzi Shor Kodim Zman Marv. He shouldn't start a meal within the half hour of when it's Zman for Marv, as we've already learned in Simen Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Beis, as brought down by the Elia Rabba. Dishavu number 23 brings down, Avsha Dayin Lo Higia Zman Tulas Arvis, even though it's not yet Marv time. Ulechora ains as man suda. Therefore, if it's not Marv time, then it's not really suda time, and therefore you haven't had the chov of kiddush come upon you. Nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman brings down Zatzal shekivin shiachol kaddish gam bebein hashmasho. Since you technically can make kiddush earlier, velechol pachs mikabetsa and eat less than a kabetsa, and in this way, it's not called over here that you're eating before Marv time. Therefore, lefikach nechshel gam kein bein hashmasho kizman chiyav kiddush. Therefore, bein hashmasho is also called a chiyav of kiddush already, since you could eat something, albeit not a full meal. Then, so there it's still called the chiyav of kiddush, and you shouldn't taste anything before making kiddush. Dishu foot number 24 brings down a very important idea. Sha'af imadayin lo ispalo tefillas arvis, even if a person did not yet daven marv. Kivon shekibel olav Shabbos nesar bitima. Once a person accepts upon himself Shabbos, he is not allowed to eat anything, taste anything. And this is also brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud Beis. He adds, what about a woman who accepts upon herself Shabbos when she lights candles, and then she realizes she's very thirsty? So what should she do? She's not going to make kiddush on her own. So the Marsham brings down, Shekivon sheb makom tsar huzet. This is painful for her if she's very thirsty. The ani yichol lekadish, and she's not going to be able to make kiddush. So one can be makel in this situation and allow the woman to have a drink of water. However, Dayan Weizatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak writes, Davar she'eino matzui shelo tuchal lekadish. Why can't the woman make kiddush? It's an unusual thing that the woman couldn't make kiddush, and therefore he says it'd be preferable for her to make kiddush. Then the footnote adds, V'isha hamargisha kodem hadlokka shutzmei l'mayim. If a woman is very thirsty before she lights the Shabbos licht, but she sees that she's not going to have time to take a drink and light the Shabbos licht in the proper time, so the Ksos HaShulchan brings down, in this situation, it's like a mokom atzorech. And just like we said, if a woman needs to not accept upon herself Shabbos, let's say she has to go to the mikveh and it's far away, she's going to be driven to the mikveh, so she can light the candles and not accept upon herself Shabbos, so at least she only has to walk back from the mikveh, but she won't have to walk to the mikveh as well. So that's a shas atzorech, we said. So to over here, she's very thirsty, but it's going to delay her to light the candles if she takes a drink, and that would cause her to light candles at a later than ideal time, so she can have in mind when she's lighting the candles, she's not accepting Shabbos in order to be allowed to drink, and then afterwards she can go and drink. Mishneh Berurah Sifkon Yud Beis writes that you're not allowed to drink anything before your Mekadesh, even water. So he writes, Afilu ein lo ela kos echad, even if he only has one cup of wine over here, and now he's not going to be able to bench on the meal that he was already eating, so he has to stop, as we said, and he has to go and use that cup of wine for Kiddush, even though that means he won't have a cup of wine for benching. Yikadish olav, v'yivarach b'echaz amazim below kos. He should make kiddush now on this one cup of wine that he has, and knew that will result that he won't have a cup of wine for benching. That is okay. And this is even, hainu afilu l'man d'svirile, even according to the opinion, it says, b'echaz amazim tunakos, as we've learned already previously, in Simon kuf pei bei siv alef, there are those that say you always have to bench ala kos, and while that there is an opinion that says you don't have to, even according to the opinion that says you have to bench ala kos, that's only if you have a kos of wine. But if you don't have a kos of wine, because you have to use a kos of wine here for kiddush, so then even that opinion would say that you bench without a kos. And therefore, in this situation, v'lo yochal kodem shiyakadish, and therefore don't eat anything else before you're going to be makadish over here on this one cup of wine. You can't even have water. However, one can rinse his mouth out with water if his mouth is uncomfortable, it's pasty, whatever. Because he's not intending to drink it, he's just intending to rinse his mouth out. The issue for number 25 brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak Dayin, why is that Tzal? Shemisha Kibul Shabbos Kohen Menesh Moshes. If you accepted upon yourself Shabbos during the twilight period of time, and you now want to take some medications, so Mutalo Lutzorach Kach Lishtos Mat Mayim Avkod Mekiddush, then you could take these medications with a little bit of water, even though you haven't made Kiddush yet, because you're not getting any Hanoah from this water. In fact, the din is that if a person just takes water with pills and he's not thirsty at all, you don't make a bracha on that water. Furthermore, the Minchas Yitzchak adds, there are even opinions that say that tasting a little bit before Marv is not a problem, and therefore one can be makel certainly when it comes to taking medications. And he adds further, you can do this even if you could make Kiddush. But he wants to wait till he gets home. There's a cup of wine in shul. He could technically make Kiddush, and there is a mezonos or something that he could be yotzi with the Kiddush b'makom suda. Nevertheless, in regards to taking of these pills, one could take them even if he could make Kiddush. He doesn't have to make Kiddush. He could take it with a little bit of water. And Rav Nissen Karo Lishlita says the same idea, that if the pills don't have any taste to them, one could take them without making Kiddush, because ein l'kichas trufazu shum tima. It's not called tasting by having the pill. However, he says, in ein efsharis lechol trufazu ela im sukar chadomer. But if you have to take this pill with applesauce or sugar, he gives the example, so then it will be also to do so without making Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudalid writes that you have to stop your meal in the middle and put the mapa over it. But afal gav dehizkul b'hetti, even though you started with perfectly complete permission, you started the meal when it was absolutely okay to eat a meal. Nevertheless, here it's different. Shaini hocha da kiddush shayach l'suda, because the kiddush is part of the meal. Ulechatchila iskun shiyakadish kodem suda ubimakom suda, and you have to make kiddush before the meal and in the place of the meal. So this is now your meal for Shabbos, so you have to cover it up and make kiddush. The issue for number 26 says that at what point should you stop? He says it's kodem bein hashmashos. He brings down from Simon Tof Ayin Aleph that you should stop before the twilight in this meal and make kiddush if you want to continue eating. Sivkot and Tezvav in the Mishnah Berurah that you want to spread out the mapa over the food, l'chasus hapas adachar kiddush, to cover up the bread before you make kiddush, as we always do. V'achar kach, and after you make kiddush, yesirena, you take off the mapa, ki hechidit tesra, that it should be clearly invisible, the osa hasu da hashta li'yikara di shabosa, that this meal is the Shabbos meal. V'afim lo yoshav adayin lechol, if you're not planning on sitting now down to eat, gam kein dino hochi, you still have to do this, the tzorach prisas mapa basic kiddush, you have to spread over the bread, a mapa when you're making kiddush on it, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, because the common besif test in an upcoming shir. El the komash melon, the kiddush over here is bezeh, the avshu be'emsachiloso, dai befrisas mapa. The kiddush over here is, even though you're in the middle of the meal, it's adequate just to put a mapa over the bread and make kiddush. Now back to the mechaber. The mechaber continues, and he brings down the name of the tour in the name of Yushami. If they were already drinking wine at this permitted meal before, they are now accepting Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, then all you have to do is make Kiddush. You make the bracha, Mekadish HaShabbos, Vayichulu Mekadish HaShabbos, below Birchas HaYayin, but you don't have to make a Bori Priyagofen, because the Bori Priyagofen that you made on the wine that you were drinking earlier is not interrupted, so to say, by your Kiddush now, so you don't have to make a separate Bori Priyagofen. And afterwards you go have to make a new hamotzi, because the kiddush is an interruption, it's a hesach hadas from the original hamotzi that you made. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Tezayin, the kivan the berach kvar besoch hasuda betchilas shiyoso, because you made a bari piyagofen on the original drinking that you were doing before Shabbos. Shuvein tzorch lavarach ata bari piyagofen kod mekiddush. You don't have to make another bari piyagofen for the kiddush. The uadin shein tzorch lavarach alayayin shbesoch hasuda. Just like you don't have to make any additional bari piyagofens on any additional wine that you're going to have. Daha ein shum hesach hadas, because there was no interruption over here between shtiyas hakoshel kiddush l'shtiyas hayayin shbesoch hasuda, between this cup of wine that you're now having for kiddush and an additional cup that you may have afterwards. So all of the cups of wine that you're having, the original cup of wine, the Bar Pir Gafen, goes on the Kiddush and goes on any additional wine that you're having as well. The issue foot number 28 brings down from Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Digrus Moshe, Shebichas HaGefen, the Bar Pir Gafen that you're making, ain't no Bishvil HaKiddush. It's not technically for the Kiddush. That's for Bishtosh Sias Hayayim Bavad. That's for the drinking of the wine. And therefore, if a person were to make a mistake and make a Shahakol on this, since he would be Yotze, this Shahakol on drinking the wine, so he doesn't have to go and make Kiddush again, he would be Yotze, his Chovas Kiddush, with this shahakol that he made on the wine incorrectly. And he adds further, if a person forgot to make the Bar Pir Gafen, his yotzei the kiddush, and he only remembers afterwards, so he'd have to make a new Bar Pir Gafen if he wants to drink, if he's going to drink anything further. But if he's not drinking anything further, he was yotzei kiddush, and he can't obviously make a Bar Pir Gafen after he's already finished off all his wine. Likewise, if somebody didn't hear the Bar Pir Gafen, they could still be Yotzei Kiddush according to the Shelas of Tshuvas or Lutzion. And he says, however, if the person wishes to drink, then he would have to make his own Bar Pir Gafen. The issue for number 29 brings down the reasoning behind Sheesh Levarach Belel HaSeder Al Kol Kos HaKos. How come on Pesach night we make four separate brachos? Why don't we say the first Bar Pir Gafen should be Yotzei all the other Bar Pir Gafens? So he explains, Shechazal Tiknu L'Chavein B'Bracha Rishona Sholo Liftor Ela Es HaKos Rishona Bavai. The rabbi set up that the first Bar Pir Gafen only goes on that kos and not on any subsequent kosos, because each one is a separate mitzvah, and the rabbis will misaki a separate Bar Pir Gafen on each one of the Dalit kosos, on each mitzvah. Mr. Bursiv Katan Yud Zayin says, afterwards you have to make another hamotzi. How come you have to make another hamotzi? Why wasn't the original hamotzi now going to be yotzei this bread as well? Hainu, kishabol ligmor acha kach sudosa. When you're going to have more bread after you make kiddush, you have to make a new hamotzi. Mevarach birchas hamotzi michadosh. Why? Dehinu yotzei b'hamotzi shaberach b'tchilas asuda. You can't be yotzei with the original hamotzi lechem that you made. Lefi shah kiddush bein tayim. Here, the kiddush that you interrupted with, hayatzorich le'omu b'nei shenesa b'achila ad sheikadish. You had to make this kiddush because you weren't allowed to eat until you made this kiddush. And therefore, zeh the hefsik. That is considered a hefsik. And therefore, lefi kach, tzorich levarach shenis birchas hamotzi. That's why you have to make another hamotzi. However, he points out, but one birchas hamazon at the end can go on both of these two hamotzis that you made. As opposed to Masha'en Kain, Kisha'en lo yayin, Makadish alapas. But if the person is making Kiddush on bread, he doesn't have wine, Shezman birchas hamotzi shelo, who called him Kiddush, because the hamotzi normally comes before the Kiddush. And you don't have to make a new bracha here. In this situation, you wouldn't have to make a new hamotzi lechem haaretz. You would just make the kiddush on the bread and then eat the bread, because the original hamotzi still works for that. There is no interruption over here. Now we go back to the mechaber. He brings down over here, in the name of the Torah, in the name of the Rosh, that if a person doesn't have wine and he's going to be making kiddush on the bread, so then he doesn't have to go make a new hamotzi over here. His original hamotzi is perfectly good, as we just explained in the Mishnah Berurah previously. But then he brings down another Yeshomrim over here. This is the name of the Ritz Geus, and it says that if you are making the kiddush over here in between, you should not make a new hamotzi. Opposite the opinion we said before, that the kiddush is a hefsik and you have to make a new hamotzi. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Ches, the Sfirulei, the kiddush lo avi hefsik. This opinion holds that the kiddush is not a hefsik, and kiven the Sufik brachos lahakel. And since whenever we have a doubt about a bracha, we always say if it's a mitzvah, a bracha de rabbanon, that we go lahakel not to make it. Yesh litvos ka yesh omrim. We do in fact paskin. He brings down the name of the achronim, like this Maritz Geis over here that says you should not make a separate new bracha of hamotzi. The issue for number 30 brings down, Af sheba ofen zeh, she'ein bala bayis motzi es hamesubim bebirchas hamotzi, ein hamesubi yotzi midei chovas lecha mishnah. He points out over here that even though you're not saying a new hamotzi, you can be motzi them with the lecha mishnah, or Shlomo Zalman brings down, shekivin shepturim hamesubim mibracha, because they're exempt from a bracha, they still can be mitztarif over here, lepas so bala bayis ayidei habitzia. They can combine over here. And he adds, "V'hosif shulafikoch gan misha birech betos al prusas lechem." If somebody by accident didn't have lechem mishnah and he made a bracha on hamotzi without having lechem mishnah, he can be yotzi the lechem mishnah aspect with somebody else. Yochol lotzis belechem the mishnah shalacher. So he listens to the other person over here taking the lechem mishnah, and it can be yotzi even though he's not being yotzi with his bracha. You can be yotzi the lechem mishnah without being yotzi with his bracha. Interesting idea. But if you do require a bracha of hamotzi, you haven't yet made the bracha of hamotzi, the ein rotz lotzi to birchas hamotzeya, and you're not going to be yotzi with his bracha, you're going to make your own hamotzi, so then you're not yotzi lecha mishnah. That's why it's very important, we'll learn this in Yitzhak Hashem later on, that when one balabais is being motzi, many, many people with the lecha mishnah, so he has to wait till all the people come back from washing their hands, and they will have to listen to his hamotzi, and when they get the piece of bread, they should not make their own hamotzi lechem in aretz, otherwise they are not going to have the mitzvah of lecha mishnah. Instead, they should be yotzi with his bracha, and just take the bread after he breaks it, the broken piece of bread, and that is your fulfillment of both the hamotzi and lecha mishnah. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Shnayim Shahayu Shosim. There are two people that were drinking. V'yamru, Bo'u Nekadish Kiddush Hayom. And there was Erev Shabbos when they started drinking Beheter. And now one of them says to the other, it's now time for Shabbos. Let us go making Kiddush. Let's make Kiddush together. So Nesar Leim Lishtos. They can't drink any further. Achi Kachu. Until they actually make Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nyotes, Umayri Hochem Yibodyom. We're talking about it's still daytime because the Ilu B'Sechashecha. If it was certainly already a Sofik, is it Shabbos? The Koshke B'Vadi Chashecha. And certainly, if it's definitely nightfall, even Afilu Lo Amru Bo Nekadish. Even if they didn't say anything, Memele Chochovas Kiddush. We also Lechol Lishtos. It comes anyway. Shabbos comes without you officially declaring it once it's Shabbos, and therefore you certainly wouldn't be able to eat or drink anything until you make Kiddush, as we've already learned in Sif Dalet. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf, Achi Kachu, they have to now stop what they're drinking and make Kiddush. They can't go and drink anymore. The Ayidei Amiras, Bo in a Kaddish, by saying one to the other, let us make Kiddush, Chol Aleim Kovas Kiddush Hayom, that, so to say, obligates them in Kiddush, the Nesar Aleim Lishtos, and they're no longer allowed to drink anything else. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'imrotzu lachzav lishtos kodim shekachu." But what happens if they still want to drink before they make kiddush? So af api she'enam rashayim, they're not allowed to. They shouldn't do this. Nevertheless, tzrich lachzav lavar tchila bar priya gofen v'achakach yishtu. If they are going to drink, again not being allowed to, they do have to make another bar priya gofen. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkon chavalef. Hatam, the reasoning is the asku datayim lishtos od kodim kiddush, because once they said let's make kiddush, that so to say ends their first bar priya gofen until they make kiddush. The lochein domezel laomer kodim birchas amazon. This is analogous to a person saying before they're going to bench, havlonu nevarach, let's bench. And now if he chooses not to bench, the tzorech hashosa achakach lachzo levarach. You have to make new brachos because that was like a hesach hadas. However, we call makoma koshal kiddush, but in regards to the kiddush, das hamogin avram she'enot tzorch levarach bar pir gofen. He says you don't have to make a new bar pir gofen on the kiddush itself. The yotzi about bracha sheberach betichlas hashia, as we pointed out, your yotzi with the original bar pir gofen that you made, because this kiddush is not a hesach hadas from the bar pir gofen. Dolo asku datay mikoshal kiddush b'mash amru bo nekadush. And likewise, as we pointed out already, you don't have to make any new brachos bar pi agofen on any additional cups of wine that you're going to have, because the holo asach daite rak miyashasiya shekodim kiddush. You only have stopped drinking anything else, and that you would have to make a new bracha on. That was the hesach hadash, but not for the kiddush itself, which is incorporated with the original bar pi agofen. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, there are different opinions other than the Magen Avraham over here, so it's preferable. Don't put yourself into a suffix situation and be very careful in what you're doing over here, not to embroil yourself in any machlokis regarding brachos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chabbeis says, "Afal pish enam rishayim." He said, you're not allowed to drink, but if you do drink, you have to make your bori priya gofen. He says, "Haynu mitam dechol aleim kedusha sayom." The reason is because you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos, so you have to go and now make a new bracha on anything else that you're going to drink, albeit you're drinking a be'isser. Kosav Ataz, the Shelo Omru Bo Nekadish, but if they didn't say Bo Nekadish, however, Elo Sheikhshit, it became dark, it became Shabbos anyway, in Ratzu Lachzav Elishtos, ain't Tzrichim Lachzav Levarach. Here in this situation, they don't have to go make a new bracha, even though they're reading be'isser. After also Machmashu Kodim Kiddush, even though it's forbidden for them to go and take anything else to drink before Kiddush, Ha Issel Levad, the fact that it's Aser, ain't Ose Hesachadas, that technically doesn't make it into Hesachadas. So while they shouldn't drink, if they do drink, they don't have to make a bracha on it. This is a good break point over here with the start of the Ramah. And again, it's my honor and pleasure to wish all my listeners a good Gebench Jor, a Kesima, a Chasima Tova. We should all have a tremendous Tovshin Ayin Ches in learning, in Ruchnias, and in Gashmias. Kol Tov to everybody. That concludes today's shir.